Gentlemen, we were delayed because we have, this is the morning, we have our legislative meeting, which is a project, which is my call this group. As a matter of fact, one of the reports that was made is that Boomer Mills is starting very early in the next, that seems to be an extra agenda. I don't know what he's gonna put up the back burner, but it's probably gonna be shared.
No, I think he has a bill he's gonna do.
You gotta produce a bill on that.
You're coming up, Bill.
You're up next.
Yeah.
So, that's it. I understand, I realize too, that this is a sector that is something which is so essential to our program, which is, requires enormous support of the, shall we say, the non-governmental sector. And for that reason, I particularly wanted to meet the members of the commission to get a report on where you're going and to wish you well. Would you like to start the
meeting? Delighted, Mr. President. You remember that one of the most important thrusts of the national health strategy you set forth in your message last February was on the area of prevention and the importance of doing all those things that could be done to try to assure that people didn't get sick and that people avoided accidents that might otherwise hospitalize, recognizing that whatever could be done on those fronts would not only, of course, have the paramount objective of contributing to health, as distinguished simply from the treatment of illness, but would also reduce strains and pressures on the healthcare system. And so, one of the initiatives we proposed at that time, as you remember, was the establishment of a National Health Foundation, which would be created by and supported by the private sector. And this meeting is, in a sense, a culmination of that proposal. I don't mean to say that it's an end point of anything like that. On the contrary, it's, in a sense, both a culmination and a beginning, because this group has agreed under the chairmanship of Mr. Joseph Wilson on your left and the vice chairmanship of Mr. Walker and Nerney on my immediate right to develop a plan for the establishment of the foundation. Turned out when we got into this that it was more complicated, which is often true, of course. But the very idea of the foundation, the question of financing is of course one of the things that this group wants to address, but it is at least the concept that we're talking about an effort supported by the private sector and calling upon all those components of the private sector to contribute. The objectives of health education, as you see represented here, there are people from the private insurance industry, the and the National Blue Cross, Nerdy, the head of the North Carolina Blue Cross Blue Shield, man, representative of the National Cancer Society, Grail, who is also president of the National Health Council, which is undertaken to serve as a unit to handle finances and to serve as a coordinator for all this effort, since its membership includes all of the national organizations with interest in health education. Funding, to start with, has been contributed by the private insurance industry and by the Blue Cross Blue Shield. We need to tell you, Martin Bell particularly, has undertaken to provide what data and backup we can. But really, these are people who have, at your initial suggestion, picked up the ball of health education, recognizing how important it can be to conservation, protection, and health, and are taking from here in the sense of the development of concrete recommendations as to how best all the components of our society to contribute to this shift.
May I ask you?
Yes. Oh, I want you to.
Health Secretary Richardson caught me on a vacation day in Canada, the lake of Finger Lakes, with Paul Miller.
Oh, yes, yes.
And twisted my arm very hard. I just finished that work for the Rockefeller Committee on health care and delivery service. I thought I would have a sabbatical, but I didn't have had 1 month off. A very important part of that recommendation has to do with this very problem. And we talked at all the Secretary Richardson's 4 years of announcement program. And so I felt, I must carry on. I started the job, but I'm trying to help finish it. We felt very strong, and this is the point that I would like to make to you, that while this has to be a private effort primarily, we're going to need the public moral support of the government, or else we're not going to get anywhere. And I'm sure we have that, because that's why you're here, and that's why Secretary Richardson met with us. But I just want to emphasize that we may need to call on you to speak up for us when we get to calling on some people for resources. We don't know yet what we're going to recommend, of course. We haven't met at all. But we'll need your help.
Well, let me say that, as you pointed out, of course you have my help. What do you mean by that? How can we help?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure that I'm ready to say.
We
haven't come to grips with what we're going to do at all.
We have all the usual things, you have invitations to address the National Cancer Society. That is a place to say something. I mean, when you talk about these preventive things, I know that, for example, intestinal tuberculosis, that sort of thing is a possible area. We have, incidentally, in speaking totally the Volunteer Center, we have a Volunteer Center here, a very, very able Ashington fellow. They did this remarkable job, was it in LA, the testing for
medical cell?
Yeah, about 20 minutes, my volunteers. Nobody heard about it except the next person. I don't know the name. But a person that knows a debilitating disease affecting particularly people or groups. But I know that what you're talking about goes far beyond that.
Well, I'm thinking of just as an example. When we begin to talk to large corporations and financial institutions and all, they'll want to know that the government's behind this.
Right.
Well, large matters, the evidence of your interest. We had a discussion of this earlier, Mr. President, in connection with the name of this group. It had been originally proposed in their own discussion that it be called the President's Advisory Committee on Health Education. We concluded that the word advisory committee wasn't really appropriate because they are not making suggestions, in the first instance, for your decision as the President of the United States, but rather for what other people, especially outside of government, can do. But they feel very strongly that it should be called the President's Committee on Health Education. Regarding you as the man who originally proposed that they're deeded out to private sector initiative in health education, and have in a sense convened them here and launched them. And they have emphasized the importance of that to their ability to enlist the interest they need.
Well, a couple of advisors, I find it, even though it's not true, nobody really thinks the president takes any advice.
But I think that the very fact that you're willing to take the time
work on this kind of a program indicates a great source of strength in America's total health system, which we must not overlook. I said facetiously a moment ago, the American Cancer Society, I have forgotten the Heart Association, from the multiple sclerosis, from muscular dystrophy, et cetera, et cetera. I could be out speaking every night and every noon because I'm sort of group raising money for either the prevention or the cure of this or that or the other disease. An indication of the enormous public appeal of that kind of approach has is, of course, the fantastic effect of March of Dimes. It's lived for years. Many people only remember the March of Dimes all about. It was about polio, of course, but it caught people. And so now, maybe cancer catches them now because of the people who've been afflicted by it, you know, famous people, the Taz, the Dallas, others, and so forth. And maybe the next time it's all of the chest diseases, the heart disease, or that. And then another day it'll be something else, and so forth. But whatever the case might be, in my view, while this looks like a hodgepodge of a system, while it looks like a very inefficient way to run a railroad, so to speak, in my view, it taps creative energies that will never be tapped by a monolithic government system. I'm a government man. I've been in government much of my adult life. I have great respect for people that are in government. But I well know how government, just like a large corporation, can sometimes solidify creative energies of people and so forth. And so, it seems to me it's enormously important to retain, not only retain, but to encourage this whole great group of people around the country, this organization, that organization, the other organization, mobilize them in who are very interested in this whole problem of health, who think of it in personal terms, and who try to make a contribution in this field. I wouldn't get it too well organized. I wouldn't get it so well organized that you knock all the others out. And you take out the imagination. You take out the competition. You take out the interest. It is good, for example, very good. And I probably address this on these groups and for nothing, incidentally. Thank God, you should be respected, as I've seen. But you look down on an audience there in that great hall room on the Waldorf, the Beverly Hill, in Chicago, Blackstone or something. Here you can see people, generally people who are busy people, generally people who are wealthy people, and education, not always. But people who are giving of their time, and they are more interested in whatever it may be, cancer, heart, the arthritis, or what have you, than they are in their own businesses. This is a good thing. You can't hire that kind of education. You can't hire that kind of devotion. You can never pay for it. And that is what I would like to see come out of this. I'd like to see us some way, as a government, rather than pretending that we've got a good health program, I think, and we have it. Now, the Richards and our medical man from Arizona here, we've got a couple of real pros that we can get it through the Congress or when we can. We administer it extremely well. I think it's the best approach to a complicated problem. It does require some work of activity, but it builds on rather than builds away from what is good in the present health system. Voluntary insurance, the private insurance, as well as, of course, the private medical profession. But that's what government can do. But what we need from an organization like this is to tap the interests, the energies, et cetera, of people all over the country, and then to give them things to do. That's the other thing. There's nothing worse than, say, a political campaign. They say, gee, volunteer. And then they visit people and have no one to lick envelopes. I mean, if they list their envelope, they think it's important, but I mean, it is important. You can do it by computer now, or whatever they use for instance. But nevertheless, the most important thing is to give the individual something to do, so he thinks it's meaningful. And in this case, I think there's a grade up through this 205 million people who live in this country. There's a great group of people who would just welcome the opportunity to get into something, to do something, give them something to do. I'd like to see you work on some of those things. We have the old line organizations, we have the old line causes and so forth. Maybe there's some new things. Maybe there's some, who knows? We talk about the tests that should be given. Not just go to your dentist, but not just hit the x-ray and all the other things and so forth. Maybe there are numbers of others that should be given. But whatever the case might be, to approach this from a volunteer standpoint, it seems, volunteer standpoint, with government support as a firm. Now, coming to a more critical point, you said when you talked to corporations and the rest of you, you want to be sure that the president is behind it. I know exactly what this is. I mean, of course, corporations first must contribute, and second, they must make it to the extent that they can. They must make their people who are with them participate.
Right.
And you can't tell if we're behind it all the way. And the reason I've gone into this little monologue is to find the reason that I'm behind it is that I think this is something very special and very worthwhile and very good in the present American system that ought not to be discarded, which would happen, in my view, if we went too far in the government direction, but ought to be stimulated. That's the way I
think. I think that's why we're here. We agree with you. Now, we haven't met as a committee. We haven't even met each other until this morning, most of us. So I don't know how the rest of them feel, but I'll be bold enough to say that that's the approach we're going to take, exactly that.
The draft chart that this group will begin by discussing, but I think begins at just the point where that you touched on in the exclusion of these remarks, that is looking first to see what is being done in the field of their health education, how effective it is, what possible opportunities there may be for the introduction of new things, and then having in effect, inventory the whole range of what is going on, they would then go forward to develop their ideas about what else might be done and what might be the possible role of a new non-profit foundation, privately supported, as you proposed last February, could be in effect catalyzing resources that could be made more effective through a medium whereby each could be kept in touch with the contribution of the other.
Another thing I would strongly urge is this, we have to realize that what happens in this country is that we get excited about what may be subject A in any field at a particular time. Subject A may be cancer this year, subject A next year may be something else. That's all well and good, because if we could make one, there's polio for a few years, now it's cancer. That's that step. But on the other hand, it may be that as you look at the problem, you can direct by analyzing what we are doing, you can direct the interests of the country and the government as well into areas that are not, shall we say, as exciting as some of the others, but that are terribly important.
A few of us that have talked as individuals feel just that way. We want to try to recommend something that will be ongoing and continuous and broad.
Yeah.
And it doesn't move from fad to fad.
The fad to fad, right. And also having in mind the fact that it doesn't have to be just the biggest killer.
No.
Having in mind the fact that got somebody that's got some rare affliction. He's the one you feel so strongly about,
right?
You say, geez, somebody really cares about him except the National Institute of Health. And they look into it. I think too that you will find through the country, one that you will find identifying a lot of potential interests. Oh, health strikes a responsive chord.
Responsive chord. Great pleasure for us to be working with you.
We want to work with you. All volunteers, I know none of you are going to complain about the wage price freeze. Well, I wish you well, and
thank you, sir.
And my support, anybody ask you, the business committee, the education committee, it will help my government.
Okay.
And actually, if it will help the tone that I'm against it, you can tell that too.
Was it home?